Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
We are Emily and Katie. Turn on in and turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the fun, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the Struggling Sisters.
Hey ladies, thank you for joining us on the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This is the Struggling Sisters segment. We are going to talk today about treating yourself.
Treat yourself. So we've been talking a lot about celebrating for the 200th episode that's coming up.
True.
And so I'm thinking about celebrations. I'm thinking about parties and feeling good. And what do you do? What do you do to make yourself feel good?
Right. We all need that.
So something that you're really good at is setting goals for yourself, because that's just, you're a very goal-oriented person.
I love goals.
And then you like goals and checklists and things like that.
Love it.
And then rewarding yourself.
Yeah.
So think about that. And then I was thinking how Parks and Rec, how Donna and Tom have a treat yourself day once every year. And they, I mean, they go fancy, right? They're like leather and fur. And spa day.
They're hysterical.
I know it.
Such an odd like mix of people, but they love each other. And they love
do.
The, yeah, fanciness.
The lavish life.
Yes.
So let's talk about some things that we do to treat ourselves.
Let's do it. Can I first, I found some fake news, some arrests related to people treating themselves.
Yes, please.
Sometimes it goes awry.
I bet.
Okay, so the first one, oh, this is sad. It happened this year. Started in Las Vegas, ended in Glendale, Arizona. Lady in Las Vegas, 21-year-old girl, she left without paying for her manicure.
Oh.
That to me is so, you're like, it's such a kind of intimate, like they're holding your hand. They're like, for so long, face to face, you know? It's not like zooming off before paying for your burger or something. So she left. The owner of the salon went out to get her, which I feel like is a bold move. Okay, so Robbie used to work at a bunch of restaurants. Were you there the day?
No, but I've heard about it. And this is exactly what I was thinking of. As you said, the owner ran out.
Yes. So Robbie was, I don't know if he was the bartender or probably, I think he was just a server. Well, someone skipped out on their check and we were there picking him up. After his shift was supposed to be over. So we were sitting there in the front, me and mom, in the front of the restaurant. And all of a sudden, Robbie didn't come out like end of shift. He came out running after a man who was running out of the. And then he just, because Robbie's a big guy, he just like carried the man back in to the restaurant. And I can't even imagine. I was alarmed, but can you imagine being the mother of this man, this giant man child who you see carrying back in another person? Like, don't run after. I just feel like that's like, let it go. Like, we can.
Well,
like,
yeah, but that's his money.
Do not mess with my brother's money. If he served you wings,
you better pay up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway.
That's so funny.
So the salon owner went out, and she's not a gigantic man like our brother. And that 21-year-old girl ran over her and killed her.
Oh, my gosh. I did not expect this to go so poorly.
I know. Neither did the salon owner.
So you said sad. It started in Las Vegas and ended in Glendale.
They finally arrested her in Glendale, Arizona.
Oh.
Which, that makes sense. Glendale, Arizona.
What
great.
Are you saying?
I'm saying, is that not great? That's actually where I went to nursing school. But I don't know. Glendale, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're not to be trusted.
Anyhow, so that's super sad. I feel like pay for your manicures, ladies. If you're going to treat yourself.
Reason.
No, but I can tell you, she did have a card. It just was like not a good card. She probably knew that. which I don't want to say that I'm better than. I don't want to, like, I get her because I did that with a tattoo once. I knew I didn't have any money on my card and I got a tattoo. Oh. Did I not tell you this?
You did the exact same thing?
But I did not kill the owner of the tattoo shop. So that's how I'm better than this girl.
Okay.
But he also, like, didn't run after slightly. My car. No, but listen. So I brought my two friends and they were, like, a lot more, like, young and innocent and doughy-eyed than I was. Right. Anyway, yeah. They had never been in a tattoo shop. I already had a tattoo at that point. And anyway, so I went in. I thought that if I used the card, it was actually Dad's. I had his number of his credit card.
Okay.
So I thought I could just give him, like, 12 numbers and it would work. And he's like,
oh boy,
no, that doesn't work. His name was Chewy. Anyway, and he was trying to close up for the night. And here I am with my two friends who are a little bit nervous, and I didn't have any money. And so I'm like, listen, Chewy, it's midnight by this time. I said, I'm sorry that I don't have the money to pay. And I kind of knew I didn't already, but he didn't know that. And the tattoo was over. And so I said, I can leave my friends here and go get some money from somebody. I didn't know where. I was just going to go to the dorm and ask around. And my friends were like, please don't leave us here with Chewy.
Right.
So they came with me. I think I left my wallet or something. I don't know. But I went and I got my friend who worked at Olive Garden. I said, hey, she had just got off work. I said, do you have any tips? Like, you had some cash? Can I have like $100?
Oh, like, my gosh.
Sure. And so she gave me all her tips. And then I went and paid Chewy.
This is such a college story.
I know. Oh my God. Chewy was mad.
Yeah. Emily was a little dumb.
Well, but nobody died. That's the moral of the story.
Okay, got it.
Here's a question. What do you do with all your photos? We have a ton of photos. A couple days ago, my daughter got an interesting haircut, which she kind of made up. Part of it's shaved, part of it's pink. And even though it's not my favorite haircut, I got a picture of her that I absolutely love showing off her brand new hairdo. She looks so happy, and I definitely want to do something with it and not just keep it on my phone. And anytime I need pictures made into something, I call Canvas people. I don't really call them, you know. I call them via my computer when I make an order. If you've been in my house, there are canvases everywhere. So Canvas people will print your favorite photos for a really unique, beautiful print on Canvas. They're museum quality prints. And every one that I've ever gotten from them has been spot on, just beautiful. So with Canvas people, you get your favorite memories printed to cherish and beautiful prints that look great on any wall. Now, as a special limited time offer, Canvas people is offering their popular 11x14 photo canvas for free. That's right, free. These normally sell for $69.99, but for this week only, you'll pay nothing. Just cover shipping and handling. So to get your free canvas, text MSW to 484848. Just pay shipping and handling. This offer won't last. Text MSW to 484848. That's MSW to 484848. Message and data rates may apply. Okay, so there's another one in Hollywood, a West Hollywood esthetician. She's in jail now for plotting to murder her rival esthetician.
Oh boy.
These are now, people who do like facials and waxing.
That's what I thought. Okay.
To like famous people.
Again, you don't mess with people's money.
Yeah, but like, okay, so they're rivals. Like, they're both doing well. That doesn't mean you should try to kill one of them.
That's true. I mean, I'm not saying we should do that. So they do famous people's faces?
Yeah, like, I've already forgotten their names. Ted Danson. Jennifer Aniston.
I don't know. It's dramatic, right?
So dramatic. That's okay. Adding a lot. Thank you. Okay, so finally, there was a woman in Long Beach. She was doing something called a vampire facelift.
Okay.
They found that her client died while getting a vampire facelift. So she's in jail for killing people. So I looked up vampire facelift because I needed to know.
Can I guess?
Please.
They take all the blood out of your face and then they replace it with younger person's blood.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
No.
Not what happens, but...
Okay.
But listen, this is a whole thing. And so then I have a question. Are you into that? Okay.
Okay.
So, yes. So I don't... Her thing literally said, quote, vampire facelift. But when I Googled vampire facelift, all I got was vampire facial. So...
Okay.
She may have been doing a different thing.
Okay.
Sounds like not a good idea thing, but she was doing something possibly... like you were talking about.
Okay.
But vampire facials are an actual thing. I even saw a Kardashian doing it. So it's actually a thing. So this is what you do. Tell me, would you do it? You numb your face with a cream, which is, you know, you do it like when I got my tattoos removed, you have to put that cream on for a while because it helps. So it's topical numbing.
Right.
30 minutes all over your face. And they said it's really hard. At some point you start to like drool because you can't. Yep. So then... they draw blood from your arm, from your little, I should know this, it starts with an A, the crook in your elbow area.
Got it.
The front. Gosh, I am a nurse, I promise. Anyway, so they draw blood from that, and then they centrifuge it to separate the platelets and the red blood cells from the plasma.
Okay.
So they get the plasma, and then they poke so many little holes in your face.
Okay.
Like a one of those poke cakes, you know, where you want to get all the... putting right. down inside, you just poke a bunch of holes in a cooked cake.
Yeah, like with a chopstick. So they're slamming you in the face with a chopstick.
Slamming you with a chopstick. So they poke a bunch of holes. So you're bleeding on your face. But right. then they put all the plasma in the holes.
So like with a needle?
Yes. So that's why you're bleeding. Like, so they're they're injecting your plasma from your arm, which obviously
right.
into so additional plasma of your own plasma in the face. But all the blood that comes out, they just, you leave it on. So you like have a red facial. So, and then you like walk around and go shopping with it. Cause it's like such a cool thing to do that they go around with like a blood mask on.
Okay.
Would you do?
After you get plasmid in the face, what is the purpose of keeping the blood on your face?
Cause it's like supposed to be good for your face. And also then everybody knows you're fancy and you get blood facials.
Okay. I'm into it. I would
really?
Do it if somebody else paid for it.
Okay.
But also, you could fake this and just put some tomato paste on your face.
Oh, that's good.
And just walk around. People are like, what are you doing?
I'm like, oh, sorry. You haven't heard of the blood plasma facial?
Sorry, I'm a Kardashian.
I like it.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
I don't know. I think I'd be interested in trying it. Their before and after, they really do look great.
Apparently, oh, really?
It really
so
is good
to
for
like
your...
plump you up?
I don't know.
Okay.
So there you go.
How about you? Would you do it?
I mean, I think I'd do it. I need to look up and see how much it is.
Okay. Well, I'll pay for it.
Oh, well, thanks.
Just because none of this is real anyway.
Okay.
Fake news, fake lies.
You don't even think that last one's real?
No, I believe it. I'm sure it's on Instagram somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, well, speaking about how much things cost... do you have like a dollar amount that you guys talk about, you and the husband, like, hey, I'm going to go treat myself. Do you have a number that you over under, like I can spend this much without having to chit chat about it? Because rich people, it's like in the millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. I don't, probably more than $500.
Hey-o. That's surprising to me.
I have a really long leash.
Yeah, you do. We talked about when we first got married, $100. Like, okay. You do whatever, you know, like, and not just about treating yourself, but
yeah,
you can do anything under $100.
Right.
Before we need to have a talk about it.
I think that's a good idea, isn't what happens. Like, if I go shopping, I don't do it that much, but if I do, I don't really look and see how much it is. Because
that's
I
true.
End up, I look it, I go home, I try it on, and then I end up taking a lot of it back. So I feel like the initial amount is not that big of a deal because that's probably not the final amount.
I do the same thing. So you don't really try stuff on in the stores?
I do, but sometimes I get just so tired of it that I'm like, I'm just going to take these things home and we'll see about it there. Because sometimes I'll try it on and Eric will be like, for a guy who doesn't care about girl things or clothes or anything, he's always like, oh, show me what you got. He's so sweet like that. Well, or he just is pretends like he's interested or whatever. But then we'll be like, oh, well, yeah, I don't love that. And so I appreciate his opinion.
Right.
And I just get tired of shopping. So that's why I don't really look at how much it costs. And I always shop on the sale rack anyway. So I already feel like he should be so thankful of how frugal I am.
I agree with that.
Even though I'm really not.
I agree with that. Because I will go out and buy like lots of little things, you know, much more often than he'll go buy a guitar or something.
Yes.
So my little things add up, but I don't buy fancy bags or anything. However, I'm looking at a Better Life bag.
Oh, yes. What are you going to get?
I don't know. I just like the backpack. They have backpacks that are black leather, and I like them a lot.
I have an all brown leather purse that I really love, and I just bought the little fanny pack thing, even though I'm not going to wear it as a fanny pack. Basically, it looks like a really cute wallet with a long strap, so I'm going to wear it as a crossbody for when I go on a bike ride with Lane. I want to be able to have my phone, because I'm sure we're going to, if I don't have my phone, someone's going to fall off and break something, and I'm going to have to, like, drag her back. I don't know. I just feel like this isn't going to work well. I need a phone.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. So I have a couple of cheap ideas for treat yourself. These are little things that I do if I'm feeling a certain kind of way. So
I love when you say that.
So, because it could be anything. Maybe I'm feeling like, everything's sad. Or I'm like, I feel good. I need to do something. I need to treat myself. So sometimes I'll make a little sugar scrub with coconut oil and sugar and some essential oils and put it in the bathroom until it gets gross. And then I throw it away.
Okay.
But that's nice. Do that in the bath.
Super cheap.
In the shower. Super cheap. Dry brush is my fave.
Yes. You got me one. I like it.
Do you like it?
I like it. I always feel like I'm doing it wrong because you have to, like, go in a certain direction or something.
I think you're supposed to make, like, circular motions.
Yeah, I need to just do it and not worry that I'm doing it wrong.
That's right. Just dry brush yourself. So I like that. And those aren't expensive. I don't know. Maybe under $5 or $5. You can get them sometimes at, like, Marshall's or something. But it's nice to do it when you get out of the shower. Mm-hmm. Do a little dry brush and you feel, I don't know what it's good for. It's good for, obviously, exfoliating and
it, like, circulation. Stimulates, circulation.
Yeah, but it feels so nice. Gives you, like, feels like a body glow, like, after you've had a massage or something where you just feel good.
Yep.
Next, sometimes I like to make a smoothie and put it in a wine glass.
Yes.
That's fancy.
When I work at my work, on Monday, it's smoothie day. And so I have to make smoothies. Usually it's dump a pack of goldfish out because you can't have the calories shown on anything because they are, eating disorder recovery. But so smoothies, and I just kind of make whatever I want and do it however I want. But then, put like a strawberry, cut a strawberry up the center and put it on the side, just something like that. And they're like, your smoothies are better than everybody else's smoothies. And it's because I like put a tiny piece of mint on the top of it or whatever.
That's so sweet. I love that.
The glass matters though. Oh, I put the glass in the freezer a couple hours early. You got frosty glasses.
So nice. Sometimes I do that for my honey when he's coming home from work. I put a glass in the freezer. Frosty so beer. Kidding me?
Bed. What a good way to come home.
It is nice.
I want to say a special thank you to BetterHelp for their support of this show. Is there something interfering with your daily life? It's just bugging you and you're not figuring it out on your own? I have told you guys so many times before, I feel like I'm talking about it all the time, but depression is part of my story. It's the ditch that I fall into on the regular. And BetterHelp has been so great for me lately. They actually gave me a couple months to try it for free. And my trial's over and I'm paying my own money for it. I'm hooked. It's really great. So BetterHelp is an app that will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. These people are actual therapists. You can start communicating in less than 24 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling that's done securely online. What I like about it is there is a very broad range of expertise in the counselor network, and it doesn't matter where you live or where they live, they can match you up with exactly the person who is specializing in the thing you're needing help with. You can log in anytime and send a message to your counselor. You get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions with your therapist. And I didn't want to do this because I really loved my therapist, but you can easily change counselors if needed so that you get a really great match. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and there's financial aid available. So visit their website, betterhelp.com/MSW. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp. parkinsonrec.com/MSW and join over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. There's a special offer right now, though, for Mom Struggling Well listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month. So go to betterhelp.com/MSW. Okay, so I have a couple cheap ones. Or do you have more?
I have one more.
Tell me your one more.
Those nice deep conditioners at Target.
Yes.
Or even like dollar stores have them sometimes.
Yes.
They're like a dollar, the ones in the little foil packet. Those are nice.
You have got to cut those before you get in the shower.
That's true, yes.
Because that is not nice to sit there gnawing on a package. Thinking, I'm trying to treat myself.
I can't treat myself.
Oh, man. Okay, so that was one of mine.
Oh, really?
Was to sleep with conditioners in. Conditioner in. I like to sleep with it in.
Yeah, you wrap your hair up?
I wrap my hair up in a t-shirt.
Okay.
And then just sleep with it in. It feels so good when you wake up.
What do you do with it when you wake up?
Well, I have a different situation, but since I have conditioner in and I usually leave conditioner in, I just get it wet and put gel in and then I'm go with my day. I don't have to wash it out.
Okay.
But either way, it's just good to sleep with it in. I think it feels good.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, and this isn't necessarily cheap, but if you look at it long-term wise, it ends up being cheap. I think getting your legs waxed is so nice because then you're treating yourself for the whole next month and a half or something where you don't have to think about it. Because let's
be
honest,
I've never done that.
I'm not thinking about it anyway. Might as well get it waxed and then no one else has to see what I'm not thinking about.
I don't want to see you get your legs waxed ever again.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know. Yeah. That sure made an impression on people.
So you do that the whole leg?
I usually, yeah. Uh-huh. Not like the hoo-ha, but just, yeah.
Right. I never done it before.
You've never waxed your legs?
No.
You like tan and do all kinds of stuff and you've never waxed your legs?
I mean, I've had other things waxed, but I've never waxed my whole leg. That just seems like it would take 10 to 20 years. Did it take so long?
No. I just answered some work emails and lay there and let her do some stuff. It's actually not even that painful.
Do you have to de-pants? Or are you wearing shorts?
I think I was wearing shorts.
Are you standing or are you sitting?
You're laying down on a bed. And then when she says, but can I give you a vampire facelift? I said, no, no, ma'am.
Yeah, I have 12 numbers. It's my sister's credit card. Can I use that?
If not, I'm going to run you over. Okay, so another one. Yesterday I did this. Things were intense in my house. And it wasn't an irresponsible leaving. And it wasn't like I didn't storm off in a fight or anything. But I just felt like I needed to take a moment. So I did. I went and walked on the track at my community center and listened to a podcast. It was such a treat. And it was like $3.
That's so nice.
Because you get the endorphins, right? And it was like 100 degrees outside.
Right.
So it was my workaround for being outside.
That's so great.
Okay, finally, treat yourself at the grocery store. Buy the cheese that's already cut into cubes. Buy the cake that's already made.
Yeah.
Buy the veggies that are already chopped up for your soup. If you feel like you need to do that, that's fine. I used to be against it. I'm so for it.
Good.
I buy the food that somebody already made for me. But I'm saying if you're going to cook, treat yourself in that
way. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something that I love?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This is a treat show sale.
Okay.
I buy in the frozen section. I know my Walmart has it and Kroger has it. Garlic that's minced and frozen into cubes. And you pop those jokers out and it's a teaspoon at a time. And it is better. I mean, it's exactly your garlic. Yeah. It's not like squeezed garlic because that's not the same.
I don't like it. Yeah.
Not like jarred garlic. That's not the same. It's these little frozen popper things. You just, or in my case, because I use a lot of garlic.
Me too. I love it. I love it. Cool. Yeah. I'll try that because I don't like the jarred garlic. I don't think it tastes good.
No.
Yeah. What is happening in your house?
I'm sorry. Is it so loud?
No, it's fine. I mean, just curious if you're getting robbed or.
No, it's a little, it's a pitter patter of feet. Don't you love that sound?
Such a delightful loud banging.
I'm sorry.
Less pitter and patter.
They're running around. Hold on, it's almost gone. Okay, it's done. It's back. It's done.
Okay, so will you tell us a giveaway of who is winning the first of the two beautiful pottery Mom Struggling Well mugs.
They are so cute.
They're so, so cute. You don't even have one, do you?
I don't have one. They are exclusive. Gosh.
They are.
And unique.
They are.
So somebody that shared that I saw on the gram, one of your episodes, is the Heather girl.
Yes.
So, so I'm so excited for her.
Good. Yay. Well, the Heather girl, get ready. Send us your email. Nope. Send us your address and we will send you a mug.
Yay.
Because I cannot send mugs through email.
Nope. Not these days. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Do you have a Giving Me Life?
Okay, I do.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a widely known fact, at least in myself, in my brain, that I hate wearing bright teal scrubs because they're obnoxious.
Right.
I've asked my boss on multiple occasions if I can please wear darker just because it's obnoxious and it hurts my eyeballs and it hurts my feelings and it makes me feel ridiculous.
Right.
He doesn't care.
Right.
Okay. So I went ahead and found some scrubs that are teal, but they're not so obnoxious of teal.
Right.
I don't know if you can see them behind me. They might
still look
a little teal, but it's kind of like a dusty teal. Or pale teal, whatever. And they're by
More
Fig.
Like a turquoise. Well, no. It's nice. It's a nice teal.
If you've got to wear teal.
Right.
It's like a mature, classy teal.
Whatever. Gotcha.
Anyway, but they're by Figs, which is a fun scrub brand, but they're so soft. Anyway, I just went ahead and bought them. I went out on them. I wasn't going to ask permission because it really is teal.
Right.
And I thought he'd say no.
Right.
And as soon as he saw me at work, he's like, well, what color would you say that is? And I said, I would say it's teal. He said, it looks like teal and gray had a baby. And I said, and isn't it nice? And I'm not taking them back. And I've taken the tags off. Have a nice day.
And scrubs are expensive. So that was quite a venture.
I really went out on a limb there. But
So what happened?
They're mine and I'm wearing them.
He's good with it.
He's good with it. He had to give me some trouble about it.
Right.
And I said, respectfully, I do not make fun of what you wear. I would like you to not make fun of what I wear.
So is everybody else in the office going to wear them?
No, they're wearing the bright teal scrubs, but they're welcome to wear them.
You're right. Yeah. All right. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. What about what's giving you life?
So this week, the other week, my friend sent me many dollars to use at HelloFresh.
Yes. Erica, right?
Erica. She sent me like $60 she had towards a meal. So I only had to pay $20 more.
Okay.
And I got meals for the week and it was so fun.
I love them.
It was really, really fun. They are a sponsor, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And everything comes in such a cute bag.
Oh my gosh. It was adorable. And my daughter helped me. There were so many things that needed sauces. And so she got to put like 7 different ingredients in a bowl and mix it up with sauce. She was so proud of herself and she ate all the food because she got to make it. And she doesn't like to eat food or make me happy at dinner time at all. She always says, Mom, am I making you miserable? Like, yes, you are. Don't I always say that at dinner time? I mean it.
Oh, man.
So that was really fun. And it helped give me some, get me out of a rut. That's why Erica always does it. It gets her out of a rut, like cooking rut, because she gets tired of it sometimes. So
yeah
new ideas. Yeah.
Maybe we can put the coupon code in the show notes.
That would be magical. What is killing you softly?
Okay. So I'm doing this thing where I'm not drinking any wine. It's not my favorite. I don't love it. But I switched to medication that I'm on and I'm not allowed to drink.
Oh, really?
It hurts my feelings.
Oh, yeah. What happens if you drink?
Seizures.
Great.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a pass on that. And so because of that, I just assumed that not having wine, I would just drop weight. Like I would be such a concerningly low weight that everybody would wonder if I have a chronic illness.
And let me guess, you wanted this to happen in 3 days.
3 days, yes.
Yes.
I wanted to be realistic, though, so I thought maybe 5.
Okay.
Anyhow, so it turns out if you replace one questionable choice with another.
Yes.
So I have gotten really addicted to large bowls of granola at night.
Okay.
I love it. So what's killing me softly is my granola addiction.
Oh, man. What kind of milk are you putting in that granola?
Whatever we have, usually whole milk. Is that not great?
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to stop buying it and maybe just, I don't know what I'm going
to do. I'm afraid to know what you're going to switch to.
I know. Just eating Crisco out of the canister. I used to do that when I was little.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
At grandma's house, she'd be frying chicken. I'd be eating the Crisco next to her.
It looks like it would be good.
Well, it seemed good. I liked it.
So sick. Okay. What's killing me softly is, you know how I work at Starbucks.
I do know that.
I work at Starbucks not because they pay me so much money.
Mm-mm.
Because I'm having the time of my life.
Are you?
It's because. No, I am. I'm having fun there. Okay. But I'm not working there for fun.
Okay.
I am working there because they pay for my school.
Yeah.
A hundo P.
What? 100%? Is that a yes. thing? Is that how new people are saying it? Young
hundo
people?
Hundo P. Yes. All the new people say hundo P.
Are you new here? I could tell by how you said hundo P.
I think you're new here. But anyway, so when I found out that they would pay for my school, I got a job there that week, right?
You're not messing around. School. I remember. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that week, I do it all. Since I've started school, I have gotten only A pluses because I pay attention. I do what I'm told and I have follow through.
Way to go. You sure do.
Well, all of that to say, apparently I missed a step.
Whoops.
Linking up the Starbucks and the ASU, and they came back to me and said, oh, we're not paying for school. You forgot to call this phone number.
What?
So I lost my mind. I lost my mind. I wrote an email. I mean, I literally just broke down in tears when I was making dinner. Brandon had to excuse everybody because I have worked for 6 months now every Saturday and Sunday morning without my family. I've missed one weekend. So this is a lot of time with my family being sacrificed to do this thing that I really want to do.
So the school
really
is free.
Didn't want to do.
Yeah.
So the school is free. And they said, you just didn't call this phone number, this third party phone number that you need to call. And it was a 2-minute phone call that I didn't. You know, all it was, this, whatever. Technical information will be deleted from this conversation because it's such a mess. But anyway, I wrote an email. I called the radio station.
I love that part.
It's called in Arizona. I think it's called 3 on Your Side. Mom told me, she's like, call this guy, hon. We're going to get this sorted out. I called 3 on Your Side.
I love that you immediately called the news.
I was so mad.
You're taking it to the top and you didn't even go to the middle. It's fine.
Oh, but anyway, all of that to say, it got turned around. They are going to pay for it. I'm being 100% reimbursed. Good. And I just want to say that it's so nice. I love them. I love everybody involved. I hated them for a brief moment, but here's the thing. It killed me softly, but I do want to say, if you have teenagers, make them work at Starbucks because it really is a good place to work. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have done it years ago when my body was more capable and I had more energy, but it is so magical that they will pay for school. So send your kids there, treat yourself to free college education
and free coffee. Cause they'll give you one when you go to pick them up.
That's true. And you know what else? We've been talking a lot about the race and how we're going to do the marathon.
Yes.
They reimburse race costs.
What? That is so fun.
Isn't that cool? So instead of like, you know, they don't pay for like a gym membership, but they will reimburse you for any race that you enter. And some of those are expensive.
Yeah, I just bought my ticket for the race.
Oh,
the
how marathon. Much is it?
Maybe like $150.
Yeah, see, that's no joke.
It is not a joke. It's a serious amount. It's
very serious. Serious as a seizure.
Okay.
You could take that out. I don't know why I said that.
That is so rude. Don't talk about my future problem like that. Just kidding. I'm not drinking. I'm not. I was like, how big of a deal is that really? But then when I picked my med up at the pharmacist came out to say, just don't drink because of, you know, seizures. I'm like, hey, okay. Apparently it's a big deal because she came and told my face not to.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. That's all I got.
Well, this has been a treat yourself episode.
We hope that you got something great. If we missed some way to treat ourselves that you know about and we don't know about it, please tell us. Please tell us on the Instagram. And Mom's Struggling Well.
On Struggle Well Wednesday.
Dude. We'll see you guys later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks to all the listeners. We're the Struggling Sisters.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.